Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Creation Light Ship Healing here on bbsradio.com. Today is, it's Friday, March the 15th, 2013. And we have an interesting show planned for you tonight, some different energies that we're going to talk about, and Ron is going to do some sample clearings on. But what we're going to do just at the top of the show here, and we're going to try and remember to do this for all the BBS shows from now on, so if we don't remember, feel free to type it into the fast chat or send it over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. We're going to try and remember to activate the light being picture at the beginning of every show. So if you are on the bbsradio.com/creationlightship page, you can scroll down until you find the large picture of the light being face. So if everybody wants to do that right now. Ron, I'll see if you're on with me. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. So, everybody, let's bring up the light beam. Here we go. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. That should be activated for all of you, so kind of enjoy that. And now we'll start off with our show. So here we go, everybody. Back to you, Carrie. It'll be an interesting show, a lot of information. And I'm going to be talking about the special page that we have on the Alien Attack page and different things about that, and also maybe some alien energies that are disconnected or courting you from different maybe countries or areas, et cetera. So anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Now, I know before we got into that, Ron, you mentioned that you wanted to do some clearings, some brain pattern releasing. So I guess we'll do that now, and then we'll jump into the evening's topic in a few minutes.
Okay, here we go, everybody. So let's do a clearing that would be like for mind looping, a sample of that. And we'll just do something to kind of help out your thinking abilities here. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay, thank you. So, what Ron wanted to do the show about tonight is we had talked on a recent show about grid lines and being attached to the place you live and the energies that hold us in different places. And we were talking earlier today about energies that are in different countries or different towns and how they differ and why they differ. And one of the things that we were talking about was when a country invades another country and what alien race might be behind that human race that invaded another human race's country. So, Ron, do you want to talk a little bit about that before we sort of move into what we were going to do?
Yeah, since, in a sense, everything here wants to get more territory, we can look back upon the history of all countries, just the country, the history of the world here. You're going to notice that, you know, there are people that want to invade territories, and there's probably an alien race out there doing this, but using people to do all the work as they get maybe the benefits of having more people underneath their control or something. So, you know, we'll just start releasing energy. So just think of that. You could even think of, you know, some of our last current wars I guess World War II would be the main one where a lot of stuff happened in Europe. So here we go. I won't point any fingers on anything, but here we go. Let's start to release some of these energies here. So this would be energies of a invading country. And, it, you know, you can even go back to, you know, maybe the 1500s or so. It doesn't make any difference. But if you know of your own particular history, maybe where you're living, or you want to just see if that energy is connected to you through your ancestors, we'll do this release now. So I'm going to count to 10 to release what you have in mind. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, boy. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So let's just assume that maybe you weren't even born when some other country invaded your country, say, 500 years ago. So what we'll do is another clearing here, and we'll just do how it affects your ancestors, which is a part of you. So you may want to look back in history. Maybe in school you heard about some type of invasion or some horrific thing happening to a certain race of people. And you kind of know what it is now because you're sort of thinking about it and you don't like it. And you felt kind of awful about it at the time because you felt like you could do nothing about it. So now you can do something because you can do a clearing for that. So here we go. We have that on the website, which we'll talk about shortly here. So here we go. Let's take away that energy of that invading country. Maybe they did something to your poor ancestors, and that's happening to you now in this lifetime, or you just feel the energetics of it. Here we go, releasing your particular country. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so if you want to go to CLS questions at Yahoo, maybe type in what you've experienced, that'd be great, or just put something on the fast chat. And I'll do something here for, since we're in the U.S. here, maybe you're listening and you have some native blood in you from the original inhabitants here, the Indians. And maybe, you know, you think about maybe your ancestry and you don't like what happened, but, you know, it's just the way things went and are. And let's release some of that trauma from you. This would be for the Native Americans, I guess, here, and maybe even if you're in Canada listening too, oh, North America, we'll say here. And it could even be of South American, in case you're down there and something happened to a group or a race of people. Here we go. So let's release some of that trauma from you that's stored inside of your genetic program. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Boy, a lot of sadness. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, this is really a heavy clearing. 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, okay. bring in some of that peace energy here. So we'll bring that in for everybody so you can have some peace right now. This is different than what we have on the website as far as the Be Here Now clearing. This is actually peace coming to you. And you can bring the light being up if you wish. Here we go. So bringing in peace for everybody. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay. Boy, that is a rough one. It's making my chest feel compressed. So, something that we talked about earlier, Ron, and I forgot to mention this, was that we were going to ask people to type in what country they're in, because we do have listeners in a lot of different countries now. So if you're not in the U.S., if you could type your country in, I know the bulk of you are in the U.S., but if you're not, if you could type the country you're in, and then Ron will do some clearings on your particular country. And also, Ron, we were talking earlier about this, and you had said you had mentioned about clearing the energies when America has invaded other countries, offshore countries. You had wanted to do that, so I just wanted to remind you about that.
We'll do that right now. So here we go, everybody. So here we go. Coming our way will be a release here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay, and we've had an interesting email over here on clsquestions@yahoo.com relating to this, Ron, and this person is mentioning astrocartography, which is the study of, it's kind of like our natal chart in relation to the globe and where different planetary lines tie us and, you know, whether we do well or better living in certain places on the planet than others. So this is another sort of version of energies that tie us to certain countries or cities around the world. And this person is also saying that they learned that people, you can have different karmic experiences in different regions of the world. So this may tie into this invasion energy, the karmic stuff, or it may just be planetary stuff. But of course, if we've done our natal clearing and gotten unhooked from those main planets and also the other, what is that other one called, stars, vortexes, and whatever that one is, I can't think of the name. Ron, do you have that at the tip of your tongue?
Yeah, that's it. Planet star vortex clearing, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So if we do those two, we should be removed from our astrocartography charts, I would think. But that is something, certainly, I know I remember learning about that too, that does affect us around the world. I just want to jump back real quick to that clearing, the mind looping clearing that you did at the beginning. Ophelia doesn't know what a mind loop is, and so I just want to mention we're probably going to do a show, one of our Wednesday clearing profile shows. We'll probably be doing that on the mind loop 1 and mind loop 2 clearing either this coming Wednesday or the one after, depending on Ron's travel schedule. So we will be doing that soon. But Ron, just for Ophelia real quick, do you want to just explain what mind looping is and why you have a clearing for that, and then we'll get back to this other topic?
Sure, yeah. Some people have reoccurring thoughts, or they keep repeating a similar phrase over and over and over again, and they don't know what to do, and also, you know, they just can't get out of their own way sometimes. So that clearing can help you. I'll do a sample of that right now, and then we'll be talking about the alien attack page that we have up. That's $10 a week, $30 for the month, and this is where you can put into this different situations like we're talking about tonight. So here we go, mind loop. Mind loop one clearing. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so just see if that is helping you with maybe repetitive thoughts. Mind loop two clearing deals with what you encounter when you come into this life. You pop out and you're here, and then all of a sudden the orbs attach to you, the jellyfish gets onto your head, alien programs get attached to you, and you're slammed into the matrix here in the forced reincarnation, having a life again. So the mind loop two helps you out with those situations. So, maybe we can bring up that alien attack page unless we have any other questions, Carrie.
Yeah, I'm just trying to load that right now. I know from Ilya there is the, I don't remember what number it is. I'll have that up in a second, hopefully. The alien mind hypnosis is one of the options on the alien attack page. So, if you've had a race invade your country, so we're going a step back from the human race that invaded, so the alien race that's pulling the strings of the human race that invaded the country or the town, city, whatever that you live in, we're looking at this in terms of how that alien energy is affecting us. So on the alien attack page, you can go to the option alien mind hypnosis and type in the name of your country or your city and run that for however long you feel you need it. So that that will help disengage you from the energy. And then there's, I'm trying to pull this up. I know there's a cording, the section cording to the alien races. Now, obviously, Ron, we are not going to know the name of the race that's behind the invasion that we or our ancestors may have experienced wherever we were living on the planet. So I'm assuming we just put unknown in there.
Yes, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. All right. My page is not loading just yet, so I'm waiting for that to happen. And then the other thing we were talking about, Ron, was, you know, I mean, okay, I'm from England. There's been no invasion in England or in America since I've lived here. So, but in my DNA, I have, you know, the Norman invasion, the Saxon invasion, the Vikings invaded. And so we were talking about, well, how do you get rid of that if it's in your DNA? And we do have the generic seven generational clearing that we can use for anything that isn't a pre-existing seven-generational clearing on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. We can use this generic seven-generational clearing for. So maybe you can talk a little bit about how we can use that to get what we would put in there. How do we use that clearing to get rid of invasion trauma?
If you want to go into the past, that's what the seven-generational one is for. And most people don't need to go past the first seven generations of that. So you would go in there and just clear away your past genetic history. And that's going to go back probably to maybe the 1800s, 1850s. And that's more than likely what you are experiencing now coming up in this lifetime as situations from the past. I know there are people that have situations where they just don't want to do something or they're afraid of something. And that's probably because their ancestors, you know, had a problem and they, you know, need to have a clearing actually, because they're feeling this energy. There's certain, maybe races that, you can like go out to eat with, and some people will eat every crumb on their plate, and then other races won't eat everything. And then some restaurants want to keep bringing you over more and more food, making sure that you're definitely well-fed. And you probably all can kind of relate to this here. So it is kind of interesting, but that's all from probably, the stuff that's happened in the last 100 years and what their grandparents had a situation with, maybe even along with their own parents. But mainly it could be the grandparents who just say in World War I, World War II, where they didn't have enough food to eat. And now maybe, they're either with you or their ancestors are now serving you food in a restaurant, and they're definitely wanting to make sure that you get enough food to eat. You can probably relate to that, can't you, Carrie, a little bit?
Not having enough food to eat?
No.
Sorry, I'm reading the fog chat. What was the bit before that?
Going to a restaurant and having them overfeed you or giving you a lot of...
Oh!
Making sure that you eat good, you know?
Yes, you can ask they do have big portions. Yep, that's very true. I'm just reading the fast chat, Ron, and the comments on the release of the American Indian energy, and a lot of people tearing up on that one and feeling depressed and extremely sad and, heavy. I'm just thinking, if anybody has recently joined the show, do you want to reactivate the light being? I don't know if everybody got on at the beginning of the show. If you have joined the show since Ron activated the light being and you weren't on for that portion, just scroll down on the BBS Creation Lightship page and you'll find the big picture of the light being and pull that up. Is that going to be activated no matter what, Ron, or do you need to reactivate that for any new listeners?
I'll activate it right now for everybody. So,
okay.
And we'll leave it up. I don't know. I could say till midnight maybe if you like, or we'll just say... maybe 4 hours or something like that. It depends where you are. If you're back east, it'd only be 1 hour, so that wouldn't be a nice thing. So we'll leave it up for 4 hours for everybody. So here we go, everybody. Activation of the light being. This will bring in peace energy. So it's all that source energy knows is peace. Here we go. And you may feel this wonderful energy come upon you, and it, in a sense, takes away a lot of those repetitious thoughts that you may be having and anxieties and everything else. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie.
Okay, so we do have quite a few questions. I'm just looking through to see the order of these. Okay, so Janice is saying option 6, so that must be for it's either the alien mind hypnosis or the cording to the alien race that is behind the human population doing the invading, and she's... where do you type it in? Okay, so there must not be an option box on that. So then I think, Ron, if there's no option, I mean, you know, special thingamajig box, I'm blanking out on the word here, I'm sorry. Can we just put it by our name?
Yes, you can do that.
What we're trying to do? Okay.
We'll see if we can get something brought up, put on for something like that. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, we can use the alien attack page for this situation. I can't pull it up on my screen right now. It won't come up, so I've got funky codes, I think, right now that I'm looking at. But it looks like several of you guys are looking at the page. So it's the two options are the alien mind hypnosis and the courting to alien races, I believe it's called. So if there's nowhere within the option number to type it in, just type in next to your name that you're trying to clear invasion energy. So, okay, so the next question is from Bot, and he's asking so the alien race mind controls the invaders. So maybe you can explain that a little more, Ron, about how they're pulling the strings of all the countries and how that would lead to a war.
Yeah, remember, everybody has genetics in them of the original alien race that brought your body down here. So, just to make it very simple, they know the code to control you, and that's what they do. This is how things can happen against people's free will, free choice, because all of a sudden these energetic codes, implants, get connected to people, and they do things that they probably wouldn't normally do, sort of what happens with humanity here. So what you see happening may not even be, what the person really wants to do, but these robotic programs come into effect by the alien race that is controlling you. So that's what I would say. So back to you, Gary.
Okay, so Samuel's just wanting some confirmation. Put country name by our name. Yes, that's correct. So when you type your name in at the top, if there's no special input box on the option for either of these on the alien attack page, then yes, put your country or your city or whatever that you want cleared by your name up at the top there. Okay, so let's see. What else did we want to do about this? Oh, yeah. So, Ron, if we're going to do the generic seven generational clearing for this, I've just noted some stuff down that you could clear, and I just want to see if this is all good, and you let us know if this would work. So obviously there's invasion trauma of having your country invaded. There would be in your DNA, there would be loss of freedom, loss of property, loss of loved ones, violence. So would we need to do a separate round on the clearing for all of these, go one by one? How do you think we should do this?
I would probably go one by one just to see what you're connected to. Because you never know what's connected to you and what's happening. So, yeah, I would probably just start it off and just see where your relief is. Because remember, everything out there is going to typically cause you some type of problem that you know nothing about. And you have this problem, but you don't maybe know about it. So start getting these things released. And then all of a sudden, you're going to be feeling better. So that's the whole thing with the clearings. Alien attack page is a good page to start off with, as you are going to have some wonderful relief. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so over at CLS Questions, we've got a listener in Holland who would like some energy cleared from Holland. I would guess that's probably World War II. They've had a few more invasions than that, but maybe we can start there.
Okay, so here we go. So this will be from, the soldiers that came across your border. Remember, every country has, kind of like a country code to it, like on your telephone, so you have a certain country code, and you have the region where you are. Well, the country code is kind of unique to the country. So when other people will say, or just using making it lightly here, an alien race comes in, because they are probably hitchhiking upon soldiers that are invading or whoever else comes, then they're being contaminated by that race, and their mindset is coming into you. So hopefully you may understand what I'm talking about. So here we go. So this is for everybody's request that you may have right now, and we'll do the one for Holland here. So here we go, releasing the energies that are connected to you energetically, probably from your ancestors, from this race of people that came to your country to invade it. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Well, that feels different. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then we have a request from Croatia.
Here we go. Releasing the energies that have invaded there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Do it again here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie, what's next?
Australia is next, and so that would be the Brits and the Aborigines, I guess.
Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, well, these are all heavy. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, okay. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well,
Boy.
Yeah, they are. I feel like coughing. I'm trying not to. That's all we have for country requests right now. And I'm looking at this from the other angle now, of course, because I've got lots of British DNA in me and some French. So, and a lot of those of you listening of European descent also will. So what about if we have the invaders in our genes rather than those that were on the receiving end? What if we did the invading?
Okay, here we go. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, this is all rough stuff.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, I'm just, you know, thinking about what clearings are up there that we can use so that you don't feel like you've got to put another clearing up for this. So the generic seven generation, I think that's probably a way to clear a heck of a lot of this stuff out of us. Obviously, the stuff that's in our DNA. Maybe we should go way back, Ron, and clear a really old one that would be longer ago. Of course, I don't know how many listeners would have the DNA in them, but that would be longer ago than a seven generational clearing would cover.
Okay, so let's go back. Go back to the year 1000.
Okay.
Whatever race you were at that time, wherever you were, and something, some other country or whatever, something happened to you. Maybe it was even a alien invasion. Never know. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Let's do a time that in your genetics, you were doing something. And we'll do two of these here. We're going to do one where you happen to see an alien ship come in the daytime, and it abducted you, your genetics, which would be you, and something happened. So here we go. One, releasing this energy from you. We'll also go after the alien race. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's daytime. And now I'll do the clearing. If you saw those twinkling lights and the thing come up and maybe you got abducted or you saw a ship land in that time frame. So here we go. One, same process, the alien race will be eliminated. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie, we'll see what we get for comments on that one.
Okay. We do have a couple more countries requested if you want to do those, Ron.
Sure, let's do that.
Okay, yep. So first one's Austria.
Austria, okay. Here we go. So whatever you know about Austria, remember this is your clearing. And if you don't know about Austria, you can just input your own situation there. So here we go. One, or maybe your ancestors were there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Boy. Not to you, Carrie.
Are you up for another one, or are you pooped?
I'm okay, yeah. Just, they're all very sad.
Yeah.
So, here we go.
Okay.
What do you have there?
Mongolia. They invaded all over the place, so this is probably
okay, here we go, everybody. So, boy, that's a big one. 1, 2, almost pins me in my seat. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll do it a couple more times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie. Anything else?
Yeah, France.
France, okay. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, boy. You can release a lot of these just on that alien attack page, I believe. So that's probably what I would, recommend getting on. And where should they go again, Carrie?
The alien mind hypnosis option and the according to alien races. Those are the two options within the alien attack page that we thought would work for this.
Yep.
And then for our DNA, it would be the generic seven generational clearing. And go kind of issue by issue that you can think of that would be involved in an invasion. If your country were being invaded or if you were part of an invading army. Either end of it is in us. Ron, are you clearing this energy out of us and the land or just us? Because I'm thinking about the earth holding all this.
Yeah, just you.
Okay. Okay. Okay, now, if we have in our DNA an invasion that took place in a country that we've never lived, but, you know, some ancestor of ours lived, would we need to get, are we still going to be corded to that place?
Yes, you will. Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. All right. So there's a cording clearing for that that we could do then. Okay, I'm just thinking here. I'm just kind of looking at this from different angles. We have a request. Let me see. We did Mongolia. We did France. We did Australia, Austria. Scandinavia. There was a request for Scandinavia.
Okay. Here we go.
Four different countries.
So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow. Okay. I'll do that some more there. Still some energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Let's see about our show isn't longer. Boy. Okay, let's do, for the more current U.S. soldiers, we have, I guess it would probably be Afghanistan, maybe Iraq here. So possibly they may have energies from those particular territories. And then also the other way around, if you're listening and you live there. So here we go. Listen this. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And now we'll do, Vietnam and, I guess, Korea. All the other countries, too, but we'll just keep it where the major ones are. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you, Gary.
Okay, and then we have a request for Italy.
Here we go. So one, two, three, this is Italy, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, okay. Oh,
so,
back to you.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, there's a lot of people typing in that they're finding this really rough and intense and sad and difficult. So I'm thinking maybe a sadness clearing just for those of us listening to the show.
Okay, here we go. Sadness. So one, two, three. three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, we got a couple more countries if you're up for it.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay, Poland. That'll be heavy.
Poland, one. Oh, boy. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Ugh. Boy, that's sadness clearing. Let's do another one that's similar to sadness. A loss of a loved one. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Let's bring in some peace energy here again. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. I do a betrayal clearing, but we'll just try to keep it with the peace now. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Thank you. So we've only got about 1 minute left on the show, Ron. I feel a bit jangled up, actually. I can't really think too straight here. Let's see. What day is it? Friday. So one more Sunday intensive coming up this weekend for all of you who are on those. That will be the last one for the month, and then Ron heads off for New York next week. Let me pull up the calendar. I guess it's the following weekend, isn't it? That's your New Life Expo in New York at the New Yorker Hotel, Ron?
Yep, it'll be a week. Yep.
Yep. Okay, and if you're not, if you haven't looked up the times of Ron's lectures and workshops, just Google the New Life Expo, and you'll find all that information on the website. So it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th of March. And, gosh, I'm kind of blank right now, Ron. I feel like I have a lead weight sitting on my chest here.
Okay, so we'll just bring in some more peace energy, and we'll see everybody later. So here we go. Peace energy, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody, so You may want to give us your comments on CLS questions at Yahoo. You can go to that alien attack page, clearing on that. So, and maybe tomorrow we can maybe possibly continue on a little bit with this clearing if we do get questions from people. So it'll be tomorrow night at 7 on BBS, Saturday night live on the Light Ship. So blessings, everybody. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Ron. Good night, everybody.
Good night.